This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Kevin Hart's out of the hospital, guys. 10 days after his crash. He's okay. He at least got released. Could have been paralyzed from his injuries, but nope. He's okay.
Jeez.
Discharged. The Rock took over for him to go be on Kelly Clarkson's show as the first guest.
Right. I forgot Kelly Clarkson has a show now.
Yeah, you were gone for that. That's what The Rock had to leave his honeymoon. He left his honeymoon to help the Kevin Hart, of all people.
Yeah.
They're good friends.
The guy who cheated on his pregnant wife. I'm going to leave my honeymoon for you.
Yeah, right?
He apologized for that. He's moved on from that.
That's rich. He's moved on. He's a faithful dude now these days, right?
Totally.
Yeah, he got into a car crash on Labor Day weekend, September 1st, but he's going to live at a live-in rehabilitation facility.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to get intense physical therapy. He's lucky he's not paralyzed, seriously, because of his injury.
Well, yeah.
So, we'll
and I can't
see how
imagine the mental health counseling after that as well. The PTSD from getting in a crash like that and almost dying. Wow.
Yeah.
But am I the only one who thinks it's weird that they're going to...
Poor Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time finding like the empathy for this guy.
He was driving a 1970 Barracuda, which is an old-ass car, and they're checking the safety features. They're going to do like an investigation on the safety features of this 1970 car that he was in to see if it was safe.
It's probably an ashtray.
Yeah, of course it's an ashtray. Come on now. It's an old Barracuda.
Maybe a seatbelt that ties on the side.
Probably. If a seatbelt at all, quite frankly.
Right. Truth.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Kevin Hart's out of the hospital, doing rehab.
Get well soon, Kevin Hart!
What Riggs said, I guess.
Yes!
Yeah!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did it stop? Was there still raining when you came in?
No. It's done.
It won't make up its damn mind yesterday.
Yeah.
Good
monsoon,
God.
Monsoon, nothing. But it's all good news, though. Do you have good news to start the day?
My good news actually has to do with the weather yesterday.
Go ahead, Gibbons. Go ahead.
Yesterday was the perfect nap weather. It was just gloomy and rainy and windy, and I just laid on the couch, closed my eyes, and I heard the rain banging against the window. I slept like a baby. Nice nap
relaxing.
Yesterday.
rain does that to you.
Very relaxing.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
How about you? What's your good news, Adam?
I get my results today for my ADHD test.
Ooh.
You know, I honestly...
And then I go for my big day at the spa. It's going to be great.
I thought you forgot about... You got the results and just forgot about them and didn't tell us because you were diagnosed positive.
Are you joking right now?
I thought you got them and forgot.
I've been talking about this the whole way through. You think I wouldn't tell you the finale?
It's been so long.
I've been nothing but open but about my mental health.
Very
from day
true.
One.
Did they get?
I'll let you know tomorrow what the results are.
Did they get my feedback form?
Of course they got it, like 6 months ago when I took it to them.
Oh,
so I'll find out today.
My good news is that there's hope for my wife. She has this new insulin. She's type 1 diabetic. And they put her on this new insulin because the insurance wasn't taking care of her old insulin for some reason. Insurance issues. And this new insulin they put her on was jacking up her body. It was like making her blood sugar levels all over the place. And it was really wrecking her. But
it's supposed to.
Supposed to regulate her blood
thank
sugar.
You, okay.
So she emailed the doctor and said, why do I have to go on this new stuff? Because my insurance doesn't cover it. The old stuff works good. Why can't my insurance cover the old stuff?
Sorry, when your mom tells you about your grandma going to the doctor. So the Medicare didn't qualify, and then I told your grandma.
I had type A, not type B, the plan.
And then she got the Medicaid.
At the end of the day, she got...
Is it not like when your mom's telling you about your grandma's
trip
to the hospital?
Yes. But she got the old stuff back, and her insurance is overriding what they said, so they're going to let her have her old insulin, which is a good news.
For the old price?
For the old price.
Hell
everything.
Yeah.
Like her doctor overrode the insurance company and everything and said, you can't make her be on something that isn't good for her body, basically, which is good news.
Hell yeah. It is.
So there you go. Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
All right.
Christian Yelich, we talked about yesterday how he had a fractured knee.
Yeah.
So there's good news and bad news now. Which one do you want first?
Bad news.
I don't really want the bad news.
Well, the bad news is he's still out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Duh. Okay, so what's the good news?
The good news is that he doesn't need surgery, which is they are saying is a good thing because they don't have to make any incisions, which isn't going to
Well, his recovery time will be quicker if he doesn't need surgery. I mean, let alone, and then you won't mess anything up, hopefully.
Won't require surgery is what they said. There'll be more information later today about it, but yeah, he's still out for the rest of the season. But the good news is that it'll be a quicker recovery and he can bounce back.
Hold on.
He'll be just as good next year.
If he's good to go in 6 weeks, let's say 6 weeks, he can return.
6 to 8 weeks.
Let's say it's six, okay? Let's say it's six.
He's out. That's all that matters.
He could come back for the World Series when we're in the World Series. He could still come back. And knowing Christian Yelich and the way he heals, I think he'll be back in 4 weeks for half the playoff
run. It's not even possible physically if you ask a doctor. Dude.
Yeah, but Christian Yelich is Superman, okay? Christian Yelich is Superman and Batman and Aquaman all mixed
into
one.
That's typical male thinking. If they tell you four to six weeks, it'll heal by itself
in 4 weeks.
If they tell any man 4 to 6 weeks, he goes, all right, so three and a half?
Uh-huh.
3.5 weeks? Maybe. We do it on the low end. 4 weeks, maybe.
Bro, we're in the thick of the playoff race, and he's going to come back, and we're going to win the World Series. I have faith.
Are you out of your damn mind?
Yes, I am.
Our MVP. What is wrong with you, dude?
I think we're still going to win it. We're living
your la-la land over there. We're keeping it real over here.
Next man up, baby.
I admire your optimism, but let's be serious.
I don't. Let's get real, dude. All right.
Go Brew Crew, though.
There you go, yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All those weirdos that were going to storm Area 51 for that whole alien stock thing.
Yes, vaguely.
I'm still checked in as going on Facebook to this event, okay?
A couple months ago, some idiot on Facebook makes an event about storming Area 51 where there's all government secrets are going on. And
allegedly. Don't say it like it's a fact, okay?
Well, anyway.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to be on air with this lunatic.
But 2 million.
Conspiracy Theory Jones.
Two million people responded to this event, said they were going to this event. So then they were like, all right, well, let's try to throw something together. Well,
Which is funny because none of these people were actually going.
No.
They were just being funny on Facebook. And they're like, we got something here.
But there's still a small percentage of those weirdos that are like, I'm going to go. We're going to go. We're booking it. We're getting a hotel. We're renting an RV. We're going to be there. This little town of Rachel, Nevada has like 300 people where they were talking about going. There's no infrastructure at all.
What is your life like when you're that person? That really wants to go?
I don't know.
What is your life really like? I have to know.
I got this.
You live in the dark. You live in the basement.
Your mother's basement.
Yes.
Go ahead. You got it.
You live in the dark in the basement with your parents.
Uh-huh.
You're still going to online community college. Quote.
You do all this.
I do all this, yeah. I'm 100% one of these weirdos. I would absolutely go to it, yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You're not living in your basement.
I know, I'm not.
This is what I'm saying. Normal people, a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, of course.
We think they're normal.
Well, they've pulled the plug on it entirely. Except they've now moved it to like the Las Vegas Convention Center and they're calling it like an alien festival. Because the guy that created it was like, I'm not going to do this and have people be upset and show up and break the law and riot and piss off this town and ruin this whole... It would be Firefest 2.0 is what he said.
Oh, dear God,
He said, we're not get interested in, nor will we tolerate any involvement in Firefest 2.0.
Blah, blah, blah. Let me just break it down for you.
Yes, please.
If you thought you were going to Firefest and seeing people, that's fair.
Yeah.
If you thought you were going to Area 51 and seeing something, you're a moron, okay?
Hey.
There's a big difference from buying a ticket to one to the next. Not equivalent.
The truth is still out there, man.
You're damn right.
Still out there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What the hell are you doing this for, Gibbons?
I am so excited, okay?
This doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
Well, before he starts really quick, Allie, he asked me to take his dogs out, right?
Yeah.
He's got two dogs, and he goes, would you mind letting my dogs out while I'm on my road trip?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking all weekend, I either have to go to his house.
Did we talk about the fact that you went over there and you didn't need to go over there to his house, by the way, when he was on vacation? Or did you just dust that under the rug and not bring it up?
I'm pretty sure I told you about that. When I went to your house and the cleaners were there and they'd already moved your trash cans, and then they scared the hell out of me because I didn't know they were there, and they popped out, and then he wondered why
he went out there in the first place. Why couldn't your neighbors just bring your trash can in?
Because I trust Gibbons more than my neighbors. I'm being honest.
Fact. To each their own, right?
So he asked me to return the favor. He said, will you come over and let my dogs out? Because he goes, I'm leaving Friday at noon?
Friday at about 7 a.m.
Yeah.
With your whole fam?
Just me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
And the kids are going to be at school. Her mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, is going to watch the kids. Mm-hmm. But we're going to Cleveland, and I asked Riggs if he could come by and watch the dogs. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well,
not watch the dogs, even just walk the dogs and feed the dogs real quick.
Because I'm coming by once to let them out in the evening, and then he was like, we'll be back early the next morning. So he's gone literally for less than 24 hours. He's going to Cleveland, seeing a show, and then coming right back.
Yep.
Like, they're not staying overnight. He's not relaxing.
You're not staying overnight?
No. Going in there, going to the show, coming back.
Like, I'm so confused. Like, why? So, please, explain what you're doing.
I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio to see a band that none of you guys have ever heard of called The Starting Line. They're like a Blink-182.
You're right. We've never heard of them. Move on.
Yeah.
They're like a Blink-182 type band, but they're like my favorite band of all time.
Well, it's the band you love. Sure, whatever.
I've traveled to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania from here to see them, and now I found out they're doing this little tour, like 5 dates where they're going to go through their whole catalog. They're not doing any dates near us. So I booked a ticket to see them in Cleveland, right? And then a month later, I get an alert. Riot Fest in Chicago, The Starting Line's playing. So the band I want to see is going to be in Chicago on Sunday, but I'm going to Cleveland on Friday to see them, and I couldn't be happier.
Nice.
I'm very happy to go and get this road trip
on. How long of a drive is it to Cleveland? Hour-wise.
450 miles, probably 7.5 hours.
I've driven it. It's like 8 hours. Because you have to, it depends on how you go.
Right.
Too.
Mm-hmm. And the time, the route and the time.
We stopped in Chicago. We spent the night in Chicago, and then we drove to Cleveland.
Yeah. You get to drive through the only okay part of Indiana. The northern
There's
part of
no
Indiana.
There's no okay part of Indiana. I hate to break it to you.
It's the very tip of the
Says
northern
the
part.
The guy from Indiana.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the part by the lake that's the cool
part.
That's the only part of Indiana.
The little part by the lake,
that's
of course.
That's the only part. Everything else is trash.
It's the same thing with Cleveland. The only cool part is by the lake.
Which is why I'm trying to get in and get out. You know, I want to go and I don't want to spend the night. I don't want to hang out in Cleveland. I want to go there, see my band, and then get home.
Well, I'm surprised you don't want to do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what I was going to say.
That's like...
the only thing.
The one big thing in Cleveland that you are going to be there and not see.
By the timing didn't work out. We would get there by about 6 o'clock tonight. They close at 5:30. I wanted to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw that and I was like, you know what? I'll get it next time I go to Cleveland.
It's only 7 hours away.
Are you leaving today?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning, about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Bright and early. Going to get there, probably get some dinner, go to the show, come back. That's how I do my road trips, man. I get in, I get out.
That's still, I feel like I would want to maximize some time and at least stay the night and relax a little bit.
Oh, I can't afford to.
Oh, I can afford it for sure. It's just
well, then stay the damn night and enjoy Cleveland.
I have no interest in staying in Cleveland. I want to go there. I want to see the band. Then I want to get the hell out of Dodge. That's how I do my
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is everything for you.
It is, but I don't have the time to do it.
He's very busy on Saturday.
I got a lot of stuff going on. I want to get in, get out, and get back to Milwaukee. That's what I want
to
do.
You can go to the Cleveland Museum of Art, the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo.
I don't want to go see art or a zoo. I want to go there, get my rock and roll on, and get the hell out of Dodge.
All right, man. Whatever you do, you.
We'll probably end up spending the night, and I'll end up staying there Saturday. If I know me, we'll get there. We'll go to the show.
I just got yelled at. I don't want to see it. I want to get in and out. You know what? I'll probably just spend the night. You're such a weirdo.
Did we talk you into it?
You might have just done it.
He talked himself into it.
I was going to end up at a Day's Inn.
You're damn right. On the side of the road.
No, dude. Like a Motel 6.
Yes. Yeah.
And they'll leave the light.
That is nice as a Day's Inn.
Hey, no, Motel 6 will leave the light on for me, and that excites me.
Maybe they will. We'll have fun on your 24-hour road trip.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way.
It just sounds more stressful than relaxing.
Oh, it's going to be
you
fun.
You do you. Whatever
I'm excited.
You want to do. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello saying we're not going to say whether we're in a relationship, but there's pictures and videos of us making out and this and that. We have a song together. How coincidental. But I've heard rumors about Shawn not really liking chicks, which is fine. So whatever. Publicity stunt. Call it what you want. I don't care. But then last night they posted a video 7 hours ago looking into the camera in a hotel room talking about everyone's making fun of the way they kiss. They kiss funny. So they're going to kiss again. Then she like takes her tongue and like sticks it all the way in his mouth. And then they fake kiss and try to be funny. And I'm like, I think you're bad actors. I don't even think you're good at pretending like you're making fun of the people making fun of you.
I think you might have just flipped me. You might have just flipped me with this video.
That they're fake?
That they're fake. That
yes,
these are not
you can tell by watching the video. To me, it's like me making out with one of my gay boyfriends. I mean, it is what it is. It's like,
what do they feel like they're, what message are they trying to convey by doing this? Do you think they're just trying to make fun of people? That they're,
are they trolling?
Are they trolling?
I think they just want more attention. So getting, it's more, like,
let's keep building onto it.
Well, you got a song out right now. Why not troll for more attention?
Seriously.
Because you're sales. Not really together.
I want to see this video, though. Why. I've got this image
go to
in my
Instagram
head.
Right now.
I'm going to go check it.
Go to Shawn Mendes. Right,
go to Shawn
it's his
Mendes.
Post. Telling you.
They kiss like fish. Like dead fish. But I wonder if they kiss boring. I wonder what the sex is like. It's probably equally as boring.
Well, if they're having it, let's be real.
Haven't they been rumored to be a couple forever?
No.
For a long time?
Only the last couple of months.
Ever since the song came out together, yeah. That's when.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, look, here we are.
Oh, right. God, that
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just, it, this, it, it yeah. just, I'll, they're going, oh, they're going
Shawn
in.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello trying to convince us.
Okay, listen, okay, 180, I'm doing a 180. They're not a real couple. This
Thank
dude's
you.
Just licking her face,
I
they're
know.
Friends.
I know.
And I'm going to echo your sentiments, Allie.
And she probably has feelings for him, because she's straight.
It's a chick hanging out with her gay friend, who she's probably got the hots for, Allie. You were, I think you 100% hit it.
Telling you.
Oh, man.
I think they're a beautiful couple. I'll stay on that team.
Well,
just for the people to think that.
They are beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
They are beautiful.
Nobody's debating that.
No, not at all.
Whether the kiss is real.
Yeah, there's that debate.
That's a whole other question.
Although, seeing that video, though, takes me back to, and this is going to date me, but it's Throwback Thursday, the Video Music Awards when Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley went on stage and made out.
Do you even remember that? Our new intern is way too young to.
That kiss.
You know who Michael Jackson is, and you know who Lisa Marie Presley is? No.
Elvis,
you have no clue.
You know Elvis's
is. Daughter. It's Elvis's daughter.
Yes.
She's irrelevant now. She was relevant for like 5 years when she was with Michael Jackson.
Yes, yeah. That was it.
And they got on stage and started making out, which seeing someone make out with Michael Jackson's scary as it was.
We were
all traumatized from what we viewed that year.
Yeah.
I don't know what year that was.
I think it was 94. That was the most unnatural kiss ever until the one I just watched with Sean and Camila.
Very uncomfortable.
What town did you grow up in? Huh?
Eden.
Do they have cable in Eden?
It was a satellite dish.
Oh, my God.
Do they have cable in Fond du Lac by Eden?
Oh, God. It's so awkward. I just watched the Michael Jackson kiss. We should put that next to the Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes kiss and see how they age over time.
Oh, my God. Seriously, though. Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I think this is weird. I don't think this is normal in relationships. I told Pottery Guy this isn't normal. We've had like a few arguments about whether this is normal. Talking on the phone. Is it normal to talk on the phone anymore in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know how many times we've talked on the phone in over 2 months?
How many times?
Guess.
Well, no, because I... Hold on, because I remember early on you were FaceTiming like... Not all the time, but at least nightly.
No, we never FaceTimed. We FaceTimed one time.
Oh, geez.
One time, like in the first like few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
are you talking about...
You were thinking of a different guy. No. Honestly.
So you're wanting to have like in-depth conversations like, hey, how was your day? What's going on? Is that what you're wanting
not
from him?
Not even. I'm just saying, is it weird to not talk on the phone to your significant other? Because here's what happened. I said to him, I said, do you realize we've only talked on the phone twice in over 2 months?
Yeah.
I have never even, like, I barely heard your voice on the phone.
Yeah.
So we talked one time when I called him to wake him up, and that was like a 5-second conversation. And even then, that was weird hearing his voice.
Yeah.
And then the other time was the other day I was at Walmart freaking out about what light bulb to buy. Yeah. And ironically, he's an electrician. So I said, what the hell? And then he called me, and I go, are you calling me? You're actually freaking me out right now. What are you calling me for? And hearing his voice was weird. Like, even though I talk to him all the time in person, I don't hear his voice on the phone. And I said, you hear my voice all the time. That's why this isn't weird to you.
Yeah.
You have to understand. Like, I know you, but I don't even know what your voice sounds like. He's like, this isn't weird. Nobody talks on the phone. I go, you're right. Nobody talks on the phone. But sometimes I have stories to tell you and they're long and I don't want to text. I want to just get on the phone and be like, so let me tell you about...
Let me tell you, as a guy, we hate talking on the phone when it's that. I would rather hear that in person. I would rather hear about your day, what's going on, about bitching about coworkers.
It's not even about what you're talking about. It just isn't weird to not talk on the phone ever with someone you're dating, ever. We text nonstop. We never talk on the phone. I think it's weird. He's like, it's not weird. I'm like, it's weird.
I think it's weird because you guys don't hang out every day, don't see each other every day.
I haven't seen him for 2 days.
I would think a conversation, even just a 15-minute every night,
normal.
Hey, how was your day? Totally.
Yes. Now, there are reasons. You can always text into 71037. I would love to hear your feedback on if you think that, like, you know, it's weird to not talk on the phone. Because it is 2019.
Yeah.
I wrote down the reasons. First reason, kids. Fair enough. He doesn't want his kids hearing me on the phone.
Who are you talking?
He doesn't want them hearing him talking to me, and vice versa. You know, if I'm on FaceTime, my kids are going to be all up in it. And if I'm on his kids are going to be all up in it. So that's how we hide it from them is a big way, is we don't talk on the phone.
Are the custody agreements that you guys have with your exes, do you have the same days, or are your schedules different
with
the kids?
Well, we don't have the same days.
Okay.
So I have like half a week. And my ex has half a week, whereas he's like week on, week off.
Oh.
But he just got his weekend switched, so now we have the same weekends.
Awesome.
Yes,
okay.
So now we can actually like spend more time together, which he didn't tell me at first.
Yeah.
Then he asked. He didn't tell me.
Communication.
He knew I might freak out.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked. She said fine, and then we've got the weekend. So now we have the weekends together, which is a big change for us. So
Definitely.
We're kind of like figuring that out. But kids, and then who the hell talks on the phone anymore? That's the second reason, right?
Right.
But I say survey says this is weird. I think it's weird that I've only talked to this guy on the phone twice. Because, and I will admit, like every guy I dated was a different method of communication. One guy would call me all the time.
Yeah.
One guy would FaceTime me.
Yeah.
One guy would only call me at night or text me at night. We text all day long, and it's kind of been like that from the go. So I still think it's weird that we don't talk on the phone. Or is this just 2019?
I think it's just 2019.
Twice in over 2 months?
Yeah.
No, because, okay.
His voice is freaking me out on the phone.
You guys don't have a communication problem, do you?
No.
Then it's fine.
I
don't think it's weird.
It seems weird to me that we never talk.
That's why he doesn't think it's weird.
Because he's a dude.
Yes, exactly. Because we're dudes.
Of course.
There's no problems. There's nothing.
He doesn't want to talk.
There's nothing wrong. I don't want to talk. No.
Yeah.
I hate when my wife calls me on the phone just to blah, blah, blah about the day. I'm like, can I just come home and we can talk about this in person?
But
I don't
want to
be on the
God.
Phone. I don't want to talk about it on the phone. It's just annoying.
But that's
we
different,
We don't have
Rich.
To talk all the time. We never talk. Like you don't understand. When he called me the other day when I was trying to buy a light bulb just so he could like tell me what he needed to tell me because he was feeling what I felt. He didn't want to write this long text. He called me and I answered the phone and I was like, are you calling me right now? And it took me a good 10 minutes and then the phone conversation was over to even just get like... One, hear his voice. That was weird for me on the phone.
Yeah.
And two, find our cadence on the phone. Again, not
Getting
weird to
rhythm.
Him because he listens on the radio to me. He hears my voice all the time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people don't understand. Imagine not hearing their voice on the phone and then they call you, but you know them and you're like, oh, this is weird.
Sounds different.
And now our conversation's different because we're on the telephone.
We got text to 71037. If you text all day and not talking on the phone isn't weird because what you were going to talk about, then you haven't already said throughout the day. Okay. Somebody else said I call my husband at least once a day. That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's normal, right?
Me and my fiance talk every lunch break, says another text.
Hold on, this one
or
text.
Just call me on your way home. Yeah. I don't care.
This
you
one
know?
Text I saw, though, really opened my eyes. It says, me and my husband have been married 15 years, and we've spoken on the phone maybe twice total in 15
years. Oh, that's weird. I think that's weird.
That's very weird.
Twice in 15 years?
According to the texter, yeah.
And do you know what else I told him? I said, listen up, dude. I said, if some chick came up to me and said, my boyfriend never calls me, he only texts me, I would then say, he's married, he's in a relationship. I go, now people are going to think that if I say that we never talk on the phone, because that's what I would think. I go, granted, I understand there's kids. We can't have the kids hearing us talking on the phone, blah, blah, blah. But you know what I'm saying? I would think that.
Same token, though, Allie. How hard would it be for him at 10:15 at night to sneak away into his bedroom for a 15-minute chat with his girlfriend?
Or go in the bathroom.
One of them is maybe, you have to understand, we have small children. They get in our beds.
Oh,
it's not that easy. He can't just go into his room and call me.
No,
because
saying,
he's got a kid in bed with him.
I'm saying
you
once they're asleep. Once they're asleep.
Thank you for this text to 71037.
They're always awake.
71037. We white people overthink everything.
I love that text. It's so true. I just think it's strange that like me and Pottery Guy have only talked on the phone twice.
That's a little odd.
We're in a relationship and we're exclusive. It's so strange to me.
You've only been together for 2 months and you have solid communication skills. That's why I don't think it's weird. I think if you had problems and there were issues and you were worried about him and thought that maybe he was tramping around on you or something and he wasn't talking to you on the phone, then yeah, I would say that's weird.
Yeah, but I don't think any of that.
You guys seem to have a very solid foundation of communication.
True. Well,
so.
We're both the two honest. We're like the same person. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
So wait till the firecracker goes boom, which we keep talking about. Just wait.
I'll be here with my popcorn and my tea ready to go, girl. Ready to go.
It's coming.
It won't be a phone conversation, though, believe me.
Oh, no, it won't be.
No.
It may be, actually, if I'm top pissed enough.
Oh, there you go. Just don't leave a voicemail. Whatever you do, don't leave a voicemail.
I'm leaving a voicemail if you don't answer.
Oh, the tape's forever. You're in trouble.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yesterday, my dog was waking us up all night with... And he has stomach problems, so we thought it was,
That's a health of the night right there.
He's still sick.
Yeah, well, he was going outside, and then my wife yesterday was like, he seems to be doing better. He hasn't gone outside in a little while. I think he's all right. I get home, my wife's not home, but my dog's home, and he's left a big surprise all over the floor. Thanks, Samson. Thanks.
It's like when you have kids and they puke everywhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like the same kind of thing.
I know. I'm like, I feel bad for him because I'm like, I can't imagine what it's like to be a dog in a house, knowing you're not supposed to go in the house, knowing you have to go and you can't get out. And you're like, hell to the no. Just kidding.
Oh, he didn't stress. I know in your mind he stressed. He was like, you poop all over this kitchen. Screw them. They left me home.
Fair enough.
They don't even know what I got into. I know what I got into. Bite the big one, mom and dad. That's what Samson's saying right now.
Seriously.
You got a hell to the no. It's 414-799-1037. Or you can just send us a text to 71037. Like when Pottery Guy thanks me for backing him up over text message.
That's it.
And then Allie.
The firecracker just went boom.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Allie. Allie refused to deliver my you're welcome message to him.
I refused. Told Riggs. Pottery Guy just texted me, thank you, Riggs.
See?
And I said, I'm not delivering that message. But then Pottery Guy talked me off the ledge. He was right. He's like, we're together when we're not texting. We're texting otherwise. Chill out, basically.
See?
That's me paraphrasing his text.
Uh-huh. Yes. Stop overthinking
it's not a big deal.
Stop
communicate fine. Get over it.
There you
calm
go.
Calm down, woman.
Not
calm
gonna get over it.
Down.
I'm gonna get over you. I mean on you.
Whoa. Hey now.
There you go. Gibbons, you got a hell to the no?
Dude, okay. So you know the weather yesterday where it would monsoon for a half hour.
Yeah.
And then it would be super sunny for like 10 minutes and then it would monsoon again,
yeah,
right? So it's monsooning and I'm like, crap, I can't take the dogs for a walk out in the rain. Boom, the sun comes out. I'm like, I'm going to go take the dogs for a walk. And my girlfriend's four-year-old Lennon's like, can I come? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So we get two blocks from the house with the dogs on a leash.
God.
And then the heavens open up and it starts monsooning like hell. With me, two dogs, and a four-year-old, two blocks from home. God, that was fun. Said no one ever.
I had an umbrella, thank God.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky. I didn't have an umbrella.
God.
No, me neither.
I walked from the exit of a Starbucks literally to my car that was 30 feet away from me, and it looked like I'd just gotten out of a shower.
Yeah, imagine that being a two-block walk, and I'm like, it was supposed to be sunny, and now it's sunny, but it's raining. This sucks.
You got a hell to the no. You can text to 71037. Oh.
Did you know fall is a week from Monday?
No way.
I just saw it, September 23rd.
Oh.
And I love fall because I actually get to get my boots out. I was thinking about this.
Ladies,
I was thinking we got to get our fall stuff out. I'm so excited. So I was thinking about my boots, and then I looked up when fall is, and it's a week from Monday.
Yes.
Oh. And P.S., our intern has never had a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, that's happening.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Well, that's
going to be on the show.
Yeah, that's going to be a mission for you next week, by the way. We're sending you to get a pumpkin spice latte.
How can you have
that?
That
is your mission.
Yes.
How can
week.
You have the stereotypical basic bee name of Jennifer, but never try to pumpkin spice latte?
And be a basic bee. I mean, she is, like white girl extraordinaire.
She wears flannel. She has a scrunchie on her arm all the time.
She just did the chin selfie, just so we mentioned that she's
that
did. Kid. Oh, my God.
She left her small town of Eden, Wisconsin to come to the big city and go to UWM.
Is that her intern nickname? Intern basic white girl? Intern basic?
No, I got to get to know her better.
Yeah, we got to get to know you better for a good name.
It might be. It is fall.
We'll go through a whole bunch of names for
basic
you before we settle on one.
One will stick.
That may be the one, but I'm not ready to commit to you yet. I got commitment issues.
Yeah, I'm not either. It's a good first. It's a good first try, though. It's
I
a
need
good
a few
first
months.
One.
What about intern VSCO girl, Visco girl? Because she looks like a Visco girl right now. You
Wait,
know
what
you
does
do.
That mean?
A Visco girl?
What's a Visco girl?
Like the basic wipey. She's got the scrunchie on her hand. She's got the wire rim glasses. She's probably got some black jeans on. She
oh,
fits
they're black
the
jeans.
Bill.
Yep.
She's fitting the bill of the Visco girl.
Yeah,
I'm
she does.
Saying.
What is Visco?
The basic bead. The one who
Visco. I don't know.
VSCO. I'm not sure what it stands for, but
oh,
it's all
well,
the
that's
rage.
Why you're not. I'm like, what does that mean? It's driving me crazy.
Jennifer, do you know what it means? She knows what the intern knows what it means.
Like an app,
like you gotta talk at
them
like I know it's
like,
your first time.
Yeah. It's like a photo editing app.
Oh.
And I think just Visco girls are like the basic white girls use it a lot.
Oh, it's the chicks that edit their pictures and retouch them when and make it look like
but
they
not
look
like Facetune. Not Facetune though.
A Visco.
So a smaller version of Facetune, which is when we make ourselves look better on social media and you have no idea, these dumb people, that we've retouched our whole pictures.
Is this the one where you take a picture of yourself in front of the trees and you go, look, the leaves are in color, but I'm in black and white. Oh.
Pretty much, yes. A Visco girl would do that sort of thing.
Well, so yes,
artsy.
Now, maybe.
So artsy.
Visco. I've never heard
intern
of this.
Intern Visco.
Got so many questions.
Well, you can text your hell to the nose to 71037. Somebody said when you wake up thinking it's Friday, but it's Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hell to the no.
Yikes.
Ah, I see. The Visco girls. I'm Googling now.
Mm-hmm. Wake up in the middle of the night, you can't go to sleep for 3 hours, and you have a test in the morning. Yeah, that would be a hell to the no, for sure.
A Visco girl is generally used as an insult, it says. For a young, usually white woman...
Intern basic piece
of texted. Trendy pictures of herself edited on the app Visco. Okay, now it's all coming together for me.
And according to Urban Dictionary, a Visco girl wears oversized t-shirts or sweatshirts with Nike shorts, has Vans, Crocs, Birkenstocks, and wears a shell necklace. She also wears tube tops and jean
don't
shorts.
Don't wear the shell necklace.
She always has a hydro flask and she can't leave home without a
hydro
scrunchie
flask.
And her favorite car is a Jeep.
She has a scrunchie.
She does.
I still refuse to wear a scrunchie because they left when I was your age and you couldn't wear them and
now
so now I refuse to bring them back because I'm they're not cool in my mind.
Those
it's
are
been
back.
Kicked out
and mom jeans are back too.
I know. I'll wear those because I'm a mom.
Oh, someone texted in, Jennifer, they live in Campbellsport right by Eden.
Oh, woo-hoo. Yeah, she said that she went to high school woo-hoo. In Campbellsport.
Yes.
Because I asked her, I said, did you go to Fond du Lac for high school? And she said, no, I went to Campbellsport, right?
I'm going to bust you out of town. That's how small it is.
And her last name is, her social security number is. If you want to know more about her new intern.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Thanks for all the texts and the calls. 71037 to those texts. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Are you living your best life?
I'm living my best life.
For example, when you're at the Starbucks and you order two cake pops and they give you two more and say, these were extra, somebody ordered them by mistake. Do you want them? And I was like, hell yes, I want them.
What kind of a question is that? Hell yes.
Of course I would like two extra free cake pops, and I will eat all four of them by myself. Because
I still wouldn't even have a whole cupcake in my mouth with two or three of them.
Right. So yes, I will, because I am living my best life in that very moment right there.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree that that's living your best life. Four cake pops at once.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I didn't even have a stomach ache either. So good.
That's because you didn't even eat a whole cupcake. They're so little cake pops. That's my beef with cake pops.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe one bite, maybe two.
What you did? Are they too sweet for you?
No, I'm saying when you put them in your mouth, it's like a one bite pop.
Boom,
that's not a lot
boom,
of food. It's small. That's my
they are.
Point.
That's why
you
four
need like
was,
seven of them.
You do. Four was just enough.
Speaking of food, I lived my best life last night. My girlfriend made homemade macaroni and cheese, right? So this is good, but I live my best life by adding even more cheese.
Hell yes.
Even more. I stirred it all up. I ate it and it melted in my mouth. It was so good.
This is an old argument that Allie and I have all the time. She doesn't, you don't believe in adding more cheese to Kraft macaroni
I've
and cheese.
I've made tons of homemade, I've made like macaroni and cheese in the crock pot for like parties, for my kids' birthday parties. Super simple, but I don't need to add more cheese than the recipe, no. Because it's homemade and there's already a ton of like awesome cheese.
The homemade ones.
But I don't add cheese to cheese. No, unless it's on top of my spaghetti. Then a little Parmesan I'm fine with.
A little Parm action.
This was homemade. We're not a Kraft family.
Well, you didn't make the noodles, so it wasn't really homemade. But keep telling yourself that, whatever you want. I am living my best life because, ladies, you will understand, I'm spending a day at the spa.
Hell yeah.
Neroli Salon and Spa, I'm coming for you. at Bayshore, baby. I got so many services lined up today. I cannot wait.
A walk out a new woman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, man. I'm in. I'm getting my hair done, colored. I'm getting a manicure. I'm getting my makeup done. I'm getting a ton of stuff done.
What are you looking forward to the most of getting done? Of all those things, because there's a lot you're getting done, man.
Probably my nails, because that's the most relaxing.
Yeah.
You know
it's nice to get a manicure.
But I need my hair colored, so I'm in for that, too.
Manicures and pedicures both. Even though I'm ticklish, I dig a good pedicure.
No, pedicures are money, man.
Oh, yeah. They
are.
Yeah.
How you living your best life, huh? What did you do that's got you living your best life? 71037. Just shoot us a text, or you can call us. 799-1037. We got text into 71037. Somebody said that I bought 50 munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts for a work meeting, and I started eating them in the car before I drove there.
Yeah, because with 50, nobody knows that you took some out.
Nobody's going to count those things.
No.
Another person texted to 71037. My husband and I bought club-level Packer tickets and a boat yesterday. He said we're crazy. I said YOLO. We're living our best life.
Hell yeah.
Well, it depends on if you have the money. If you have the money, you're not crazy.
Right.
If you don't, you're an idiot.
Agreed. Maybe they finance the boat. Even dumber decision. Find a friend with a boat, because boat stands for break out another thousand. That's what I've heard.
Rumor on the street.
Somebody else said I was walking into lecture late with my Starbucks glass cup, and I dropped it and it rolled in front of a lecture room. This is not hell to the no.
That's not. Why did you even read that
one,
dude?
This is living your best life, because I didn't read it all the way through. 799-1037. You got how are you living your best life, huh?
I am going on a business trip without my children. And I am pumped about not having my kids with me.
And getting to sleep in a hotel alone. Girl, yes.
And you get to eat a meal without somebody asking for your food.
Exactly. I am so excited.
That's awesome.
That is indeed living your best life. Where are you going on this business trip? Can you say what city?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Oh, nice. Hey. Hotlanta.
Yeah, I've never been there before.
Atlanta in September. Welcome to humidity.
Yep.
But it's going to be awesome.
Exactly. It is.
Live your best life, girl. What's your name?
Alicia,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody else texted in the Backstreet Boys concert last night, and I'm still smiling. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Living my best life.
Mm-hmm.
That was my whole Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Every story, every friend of mine. That was my
Facebook. All the young people on Instagram weren't at Backstreet.
Yeah.
It was only my old Facebook friends. Because let's be real, that's where Facebook is.
Yes. Living your best life, man. Thanks for your text. Thanks for your calls. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you ever had detention when you were younger, when you were in high school?
Duh.
Your Gibbons is like every day of his life.
Dear God, seriously though.
Were you ever in detention, Allie?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you get detention for?
I think I got it for skipping school. And then getting busted.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I only did that in senior year because it didn't matter. I already got into college. What did I care?
Right.
Who cared?
You didn't get a detention until 12th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see myself sitting in detention, but I can't even remember why I was in it some of the times. I wish I could remember.
Oh, Gibbons, what did you do?
My first detention, I'll never forget it. We're in a lunchroom in fifth grade, and Mrs. Skibby walked by, and she bent down to pick something up. And when she bent down, I went... And she went, Ryan, did you make a raspberry sound? And I went, yes, I did. She goes, you get detention. And I started bawling my eyes out in fifth grade. True story.
Who's the tough guy now?
I was talking to my friend Jerry, who lives in Georgia. His 12-year-old kid, Jacob, got his first detention.
What'd he do? Oh, God.
I think it's hilarious, which I don't know how as a parent, when they do something hilarious, you have to keep a straight face and be mad at them because you know it's inappropriate, but in the other side, it's
every
kind of hilarious.
Every day of my life with fart sounds and poop jokes, and I'm trying to teach them how to be like normal human beings in society and not get in trouble like Gibbons did over here, because that's what'll happen.
Well, it's just like that, Allie, because this is a 12-year-old kid, Jacob, and he and his other friend were in class playing... I don't know if I should say it on the air or what it's called. Well, it's a technical term. The penis game. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Where you're sitting in class.
No.
It's It's a boy thing. It's a boy thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you say that
word. I would hope.
You say the word.
By the name alone.
And then you your friend will say the word louder, and then you say the word even louder.
Yeah.
And then by the end, whoever says it the loudest wins, where you're pretty much screaming that word at the top of your lungs. They decided that they were going to play this in the back of the class while the teacher was out making copies somewhere else.
So the teacher
comes back into the classroom to my friend's son, Jacob, and his friend, shouting in the back of the class, "Penis!"
Oh, you always say that word?
Always. Yep. That's the only word that you say. That's how the game works.
I'm just checking if my kids are in school. Good.
Yes.
You're screaming at the top of your lungs.
But it's a technical term, so I guess I can say it. But
yeah.
But you're giving them ideas.
Of course I'm giving them ideas.
Like making sure they're in school. Right now. 8:35 they're in.
Yes. Riggs on the radio said that we could do this. I didn't say you could do it. You're gonna get detention for it.
They would claim it though.
You know what? I hope they do.
Be careful what you wish for. You can go to school
and deal with it when I get called in.
I have to go and get a lecture.
Yeah, you should give a lecture. And then you're gonna go to my house, you're gonna get another lecture from me, and then I'm gonna send you on your way. You're gonna get two lectures.
It seems like such a silly thing to get a detention for.
No, it does not.
They have to act appropriately in school. You have to have boundaries and rules. You can't just be like, yeah, shout out penis whenever you want. That's cool. Yeah. Could you imagine?
I was the kid who did that in grade school, and I could see why I got detention for it. You're disrupting the classroom. People are actually, believe it or not, some seventh graders who are there to learn. 12-year-olds, some of them are there to learn. And when little Johnny's in the back yelling penis, he's ruining the learning experience for everybody.
But the teacher wasn't even in the classroom. It was a break. It was halftime.
Well, the teacher was there if the teacher gave it attention, obviously.
Well, she came back in.
Earth to this 12-year-old. When you're screaming penis, people can hear you outside of the classroom.
Should have been a science class learning about how sound travels, maybe.
This is like how you do something and you're like, what do you mean there's consequences?
Yeah.
I robbed a bank. What do you mean there's consequences? Well, you knew there was consequences before you robbed the damn bank, so stop.
But my friend Jerry was saying it was hard for him to punish him because he knew, A, he already got punished at school, and B, he thought it was funny. So he's laughing at it. Now his wife is yelling at him because he's laughing at what his son did.
I actually don't believe in the double punishment.
What do you mean?
A therapist told me that once. Yeah, if they've already been punished, like at school, you don't need to like do the double punishment.
But if you get detention and getting grounded is double punishment like that?
Kind of. Okay. Not talking about small kids. Maybe older kids. It's like screw them, give them both.
But if you're as a 12-year-old boy, okay? Yes. If I would have when I got in trouble with school, right?
Yes.
I got home and my mom, my dad, and my stepdad all gave me the third degree. You can't do that. You can't say that.
Yeah.
If I would have gone home and my dad was laughing about what had happened,
you would have done it again.
I would think, "Oh, my dad, screw my teacher."
Nothing good about laughing about your kid getting in trouble with them.
That's
laugh behind closed doors with either the other parent or one of your friends.
I agree. Yes. I'm not even a parent.
And you laugh a lot, and then you go back and you go, "Now listen up." And
listen
then you go into the other room, you giggle, and you come out and you go, "Now I wasn't done yet."
I gotta
go laugh some more.
I'll be right back. I gotta go laugh. I mean, talk to your mother.
Come on, Jerry.
I thought it was interesting. All right, Jerry. So. I just thought it was a funny story, getting a detention for playing the penis game. And that's still a thing, I guess.
Hey, man, some things the generational gap doesn't kill, and this is one of them, okay?
Not at all.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, you can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 743.
Good God.
743.
Whoa.
It's up at 1037kissfm.com. We'll put it up later. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Yeah.
I learned that Riggs has a friend with little boys who are naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I learned. they got a detention.
My friend Jerry, his kid Jacob, got in trouble for playing the penis game in school, yelling the word penis very loud, and the teacher gave him a detention. This is his first detention ever. First
damn
detention.
Kids.
Well, he's not going to do that game again.
Nope. Mm-hmm. At least not in school.
Only at home.
Only at home or on the bus. Givens, what did you learn this morning?
While Allie learned from Riggs that boys will be boys, I also learned from Allie that boys will be boys.
How's that?
As in Pottery Guy and his not wanting to speak on the phone, really. He doesn't speak
Never.
On the phone with Allie ever.
Never.
Dudes don't
not
like to
interested.
Ever do that.
No.
And then he says, "Well, you don't call me." And I go, "Because you don't want to talk on the phone. Why would I call you? You'd be annoyed."
Exactly.
That's stupid.
We're annoyed when you call us.
Dudes are dudes are dudes.
I know.
Super, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally talked to him on the phone, it was weird.
Because
I was like, your voice on the phone is so strange to me.
Does it sound different from his normal voice?
No, but it is different, but it's not. And then there's a whole cadence when you're on the phone with somebody else. Like, just because, you know, that changes everything again. People are different on the phone sometimes.
Different strokes for different folks, for show.
I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
That Gibbons is taking a less than 24-hour road trip to Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland rocks, baby.
And he's not even he's going for a show, a concert that a band that he likes, and then he's driving directly back. He's not even going to go to like the Christmas Story House or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or anywhere.
So weird.
He's going in and out for a concert.
Boom, in, out, rock and rolling, and on the road,
baby. If you're
going
to go to America's armpit, at least go to the one or two attractions they have.
Right.
Listen, there's a high chance I'm going to get drunk, find the Christmas Story House, and pass out on the front step. I'm just saying there's a high possibility.
You're going to be upset you're not going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when you see it. I think you're going to see and go, why am I here and not doing this?
The building itself looks really cool.
Just from the outside.
I've seen photos of it. Maybe I'll get there and get the feels and have to spend the day.
Oh,
who knows?
You'll get the feels.
Oh, man, I need to... Yes.
Get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next, and we have, remember, your last chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow morning at 7:20. And then we'll call the grand prize winner the next hour around 8:50. So somebody's going to meet the Jonas Brothers tomorrow. Maybe it'll be you. It's Kiss.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.